Welcome to the healing power of your dreams on UK Health Radio with your dream divas, Teresa Chung
and Kelly Sullivan Walden. Each week, along with our recurring dream guest presenters and special guests, we'll explore the healing potential of your intuition by day and your dreams by night.
So join us
live each week
and let's discover the unexpected together.
Deep in your heart.
Every symbol, every story leaves a breadcrumb trail. The healing power of your dreams is calling through the night, turning broken pieces into wings, turning shadows into light. The healing power of your dreams knows more than you believe. A message from your deeper self. A miracle while you sleep.
I'm running. Three hooded figures are chasing me through the darkness. Every night it's the same dream. I run, and just before they catch me, I wake up.
But tonight is different. Tonight, they catch me. I desperately look around for help. People I know are standing nearby. Friends, family. Surely someone will save me. But one by one, they all turn their backs.
One of them's carrying a knife. I know exactly what's about to happen, and there's nowhere left to run. He plunges the knife straight into my heart. The pain is indescribable. I die.
Except that's not the end of the dream. It's the beginning. Suddenly, everything changes. I'm no longer afraid. Instead, I'm surrounded by the most extraordinary love I have ever known. Everything is radiant. Everything is alive. Everything shimmers with indescribable beauty.
I don't have words for where I am, so I simply call it
love, beauty. And when I awaken, the whole world is different. The trees glow. The sky feels alive. And ordinary things seem infused with extraordinary presence.
Now, that wasn't actually a dream sent in by one of our listeners today. It was the dream Michael Bernard Beckworth experienced before founding the Agape International Spiritual Center. A dream, he says, completely transformed the course of his life. And isn't that fascinating? Many people wake up from a death dream terrified, but dreams rarely predict physical death. Far more often, they symbolize the ending of an old identity. So something infinitely more authentic can be born.
It's so true. So this addresses the old wives' tale. If you die in a dream, you actually die. The truth is if you stay with it, you just might notice that you die to the life you've been attached to. So you can emerge into the life that has been waiting for you.
But we're so attached to this life, aren't we, Kelly? We
mm-hmm.
run from the enemy, those hooded figures,
yeah.
who might just be parts of ourselves that are actually change agents.
This is the perfect shadow work dream, because we assume that anybody chasing us, they want to harm us, they want to hurt us. But then if we stick with it, we realize they're so persistent because they take their job seriously. They're trying to help awaken us and free us from our stuckness.
Which makes me wonder, what if the secret to ageless living isn't avoiding change or trying to stay forever young, like Katy Perry sings about in Teenage Dream?
Oh, I love that song. You
no,
make
don't
me
do it.
Feel like
no.
I'm living a teenage dream. The way I'm never going to stop. Don't ever look back. Ever
I just thought, let's see where this goes, Kelly. Wake up, Kelly.
Skin.
Wake up.
Oh, sorry.
You're celebrating the blessing
of
getting on in life.
I know. I got lost in the song. But you know what? What if that is a part of ageless living? Having fun. Oh, and breaking things, knocking things over on your desk, dancing, music, throwing care to the wind.
But maybe our willingness also to say goodbye to yesterday's version of ourselves again and again and again, so that something wiser, freer, and more loving can emerge.
Okay, dream up, dream diva point for you, Teresa. Well done. All right, shifting points. On the topic of ageless living, in ordinary, polite society, you're not supposed to ask a lady her age. We're not supposed to talk about it, but on this show, we're breaking all the rules like we normally do. We're celebrating age. So let's
Hey,
talk about it.
Madonna just announced she's 67. If she can
She
do
looks
that
amazing.
and rock out there, then I can proudly announce that I'm 61.
Okay, then I will say I am proudly 57 and in a few days, 58.
And of course,
And let's wear these ages like a badge of friggin' honor. I'm tired of the whole like,
I'm
oh, don't
glad you
ask me.
said about to be your birthday because you are a Lionsgate birthday, 8/8, Kelly. So
That's
exciting. And of course,
true.
we celebrated another birthday of our guest presenters this week, the wonderful
Yes, we
Bill Webster.
did.
Belated
Yes.
happy birthday, Bill. Phil, speaking of badge of honor,
Yes.
we're celebrating a couple of exciting expansions today. And while we're on the topic of Phil and his birthday, it's the release of a new book from our very own guest
Yay.
presenter, actor, spiritual guide, and channeler, Phil Webster. The book is called A Soul Being: Conversations with the Higher Self.
And if you look at the book cover, there's a great quote by Dream Diva Teresa Chung. It says, readers will experience empowering and transformational spiritual growth. Well done. So he'll be back on the show in September. He's here today as a guest presenter, but we're going to interview him on a show in September. We're going to talk all about his book, A Soul Being: Conversations with the Higher Self, again, coming out in September. Actually, the book is out now, but our shows with him is going to be coming out in
Because
September.
it was originally
So,
scheduled, the publisher changed the publication date a bit.
correct.
But you, so you
Don't you
can
love it
order
when
it
that
if you're
happens?
interested to know much more about Phil, and I hope you do.
Yeah.
But first, Kelly, we're also celebrating the release of a project near and dear to your heart from your mum, known in the Substack
Yes.
universe as Mama Jules, with Seasoned Men Still Cooking.
Yes. You know, before I say something about that, I have to acknowledge that the Ageless Living is the name of the show today. And I wanted to make sure to dedicate this show to a dear friend of Joan Borisenko's and mine, George Capponelli. George was supposed to be on this show today, and he just passed a couple days ago. And his beloved wife, Sedina, I know is absolutely heartbroken. They've done so much great work in the world, and he has a great Substack out in the world as well. So look up George Capponelli, two P's, two N's, and so everything is double with George. He's so amazing. So I just big blast out to somebody who lived fully. So a breath for George. And in the Substack world, my mom, because Substack is all the rage, my mom, who everybody's called, my friends have always called her Mama Jules. So she launched a Substack blog and a musical album called Seasoned Men Still Cookin'. It started as a sneaky ploy to get my dad back in the kitchen because he'd always been a passionate chef. But over the last bunch of years, he'd been battling cancer. He stopped cooking. My mom thought if I could just get him cooking again, I bet it would be medicine for his soul. So instead of nagging him, which, you know, she did nag him, but she went another direction and she started an online cookbook featuring my dad, his friends, his brothers, and other men we know that are 60, 70, in their 80s. And with this simple idea to celebrate these men, because there's a lot of stuff that's not celebrating men these days for good reason, but some men are worth celebrating. So she wanted to celebrate them through the one dish they're known for. And my mom, who is a poet, she roped in my husband Dana to turn each recipe into an original song. And voila, Seasoned Men Still Cookin' is now available on Substack, Spotify, Apple, even YouTube.
Oh, and I'm sure it inspired your dad to get cooking again,
Oh,
surely.
yes. Oh, yes, exactly. My mom's sneaky plan worked. And so it's very exciting. My dad's back in the kitchen cooking. It's an amazing thing. And oh, while we're giving out congratulations, we will bring on our guests, we promise. But Teresa, you deserve some congratulations on your recent, yesterday, your live dream decoding on ITV. this morning. Big deal. You were gorgeous. Oh my goodness. And we're going to talk more about this in the episodes to come, but you've got a new role as head of programming at Mind Body Spirit Festival UK, including London Olympia. So props
Thank
to
you.
you.
Yeah, ITV. No, I met Shaggy. It wasn't me, Mr. Bombastic. It is a
It
bit like a
wasn't me.
waking dream. It's like a waking dream on going on to that set. And as far as the Mind Body Spirit festivals are concerned, joining me to help me with this gigantic task will be one of our amazing guest presenters, our very own Alex Wilby, who you'll be hearing of later in the show. And I think the two of us together talking about the older woman with the younger woman, it's a perfect combo, I pray.
Like Madonna and Kylie
Absolutely.
Jenner.
Well, Kylie's getting on a bit, isn't she? No.
Yeah.
It would be Madonna and Ariana Grande, maybe, or somebody much younger. Kylie, I
Okay.
think as she is much older than we think she is. She wears well. Anyway, we're going off
I
topic.
don't think
Tend
so.
to do, we
Yeah.
do go on.
As we
I
do.
couldn't think of a more perfect example of today's theme, ageist living. It's never too late to rediscover your purpose or your passion. And I'm so thrilled at this
Absolutely.
age and stage in my life to have the honor. I have admired Mind Body Spirit Festivals UK forever. I went there as a teenager to have the honor of shepherding it for the new generation and to work with someone as visionary with angel eyes like Alex. I'm thrilled.
You're going to rock
Anyway.
it. It's going to be amazing. And maybe the guests that are on the show today will end up in Olympia. And maybe I will too. I'm just going to bust
You
in
will.
and show up. All right. So let's talk about the show today. We've got an extraordinary lineup of guests who remind us that life's most meaningful chapters often begin when society expects them to be winding down.
Yeah, and our first guest really doesn't need an introduction. I have a very well-thumbed copy of her book. But Kelly, you're going to do
Yeah,
it,
but we're going to
aren't you?
give her an introduction anyway, Teresa. So, Dr. Joan Borsenko, she's one of the true pioneers of mind-body medicine, a Harvard-trained cell biologist, psychologist, New York Times best-selling author, and one of the beloved stars of PBS's Ageless Living series. Her work has helped millions understand that aging isn't about decline. It's about discovering deep meaning, resilience, and joy. Joan, welcome to the healing power of your dreams.
Oh, Kelly, what
Welcome.
a delight to be here and with so many great people. Thanks for having
Oh,
me.
I'm so grateful. So you have written so many books that I love, and the one that I'm kind of chewing on these days is Pocket Full of Miracles. I love this book so much, and it's on audio, which is wonderful. Hearing your voice read it is fantastic, and I love that title because it often feels like miracles are delivered to us every day, but also every night in the form of dreams. So, after all these years of studying health, spirituality, you are a pioneer. What would you say the greatest everyday miracle is that people tend to overlook?
That we're still breathing, honestly.
Yes, right. We're not making ourselves breathe.
Yes, we're here. And there's a very famous Einstein quote, I'm sure you all know it. And that is that you can consider everything a miracle or nothing a miracle. And if you do start to really look at, at the whole physics of being here, just the fact that there's life on Earth is absolutely miraculous. Everything has to be in a very specific window of tolerance. And it's like, oh my God, we're here. We're on some amazing journey, some incredible adventure. And we never know what will happen with each new day. And that in and of itself, if we can keep our hearts and minds open, everything becomes, as you described in the dream, Michael Beckwith's dream at the
Yeah.
beginning of the show, everything seems more vivid, everything seems more alive, and just the light on the leaves outside the window, like, what a miracle! I'm here. I'm with you. Is this the nature of a dream? I've always been fascinated by what is consciousness, what is awakeness to begin with. And it's great to see the way that you and Teresa approach this. I love dreams.
Life becomes a bit like a waking dream when you get older. That's one of the benefits. You do start to see heaven in a grain of sand,
You do.
eternity in an hour, like a dream. Kelly and I often say that dreams don't just help us sleep, Joan. They help us evolve. One thing I've noticed that as many people move into the second half of their life, their dreams do become less about achieving and more about becoming. Have you found that to be true in your own dream life? And do you think aging is less about adding more years to our lives and more about becoming more deeply ourselves?
Yes. Boy, you have a way with words. You've articulated aging and becoming, really becoming ourselves, opening up to who we are, learning to forgive ourselves, let go of the judgment. So much of life, I think, particularly for women, and particularly now with social media, is all about, oh, this is wrong, that is wrong, I'm getting old, instead of the celebration. Who am I? What is this journey? Have I opened my heart? Am I more present to life? So it's a whole different set of questions. And I'll say that, first of all, I'll be 81 in October. And right after I finish with you, I go into my strength training class because
Wow.
I am so happy to be alive. I think this is such a bonus. And I started a lucid dreaming practice when I was young, 35 years ago, because I thought we all age. And then we leave this body. And of course, it's a mystery what comes next. The whole notion of consciousness, how are we awake and aware, has not been figured out by science. Michael Pollan has a new book, and the punchline is basically, we don't know what is consciousness. But I thought to myself back in the day, all right, when I die and I leave this body and I go to the light, what comes next? And I heard a lecture at that time at Esalen, which was and still is a great place of learning, evolving, hearing great speakers, doing experiential workshops. I heard a speaker there. And he was actually talking about the Tibetan Book of the Dead. And I thought, well, it makes sense to me. I mean, we all have beliefs. I'm willing to give them up, but we need some kind of framework of belief just to get through our life. So he was saying, okay, after we go through the clear light, we will enter a bardo. And things that we have not resolved in this life, patterns that don't allow our hearts to open fully, don't allow us to express the creativity of that greater intelligence, call it what you will, we have to work it out. And so we are reincarnated. And I will say, I don't know if reincarnation is physical or happens in some parallel universe or what it is, but we will eventually have to work things through until that pure love within us can express. So I decided I don't want to get stuck in a bardo or like this does not sound like fun. So I think I better practice now waking up in my dreams. And so, as a presenter on the speaking circuit, I met a lot of great people. And one of them was a dream researcher from Stanford called Stephen LaBerge,
Oh,
a
yeah.
delightful human being. He wrote one of the first and most accessible books that teaches lucid dreaming. Was simply called Lucid Dreaming. Now it's only available in an expanded edition, but it's great. And as you all know, what happens when people even hear lucid dreaming, like what? I can wake up in my dreams and have the consciousness I have now, and I can do all kinds of things in those dreams. Things that frighten me are no longer frightening because I know I'm dreaming. So I can heal things, work things through. I can have fun. I can have great sex. I can have all kinds of things.
Oh, yay,
And
Joan.
on
On that note, we've got
I'm
to go to
so
a break.
loving this forever dream
So,
conversation. Joan, stay with us because we'll have a Q&A. This is going to go on and our other guests, but we must go to a quick ad break. And before Kelly has a chance to say, hold that dream.
oh my God, nice one, Teresa. Okay, see you on the other side.
The station that makes you feel good.
What if your worst dreams aren't your enemy?
Falling, cheating, being chased, naked, drowning, losing teeth. What if I fail? What if something goes wrong?
I'm Teresa Chung, dream expert, best-selling author, and co-host of The Healing Power of Your Dreams. And in my latest title, Extreme Dreaming, I reveal a powerful truth. There are no bad dreams.
They feel so real, but that's so you remember them.
They're messages, signals, transformative gifts guiding you toward clarity.
Click on the Extreme Dreaming discount banner link on UK Health Radio homepage and learn to decode even your darkest dreams.
Extreme Dreaming.
Are you ready to listen?
Somewhere on Earth, there are 4 acres that belong to you. You don't need to be there in person, only there in purpose, protecting it, defending it, keeping it alive. Because the world doesn't need more good intentions. It needs more meaningful actions. Register your interest at 4acresearth.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Wake up, dreamers. We're back, and I'm so excited to meet our next special guest, who Kelly's been talking to me about for ages, Chicky Leventhal. Now, in an era when the bail bond business was a tough, gritty, all-male world, and society thought women were expected to stay quiet, polite, and out of the way, Chicky blazed a trail. When her husband received a serious health diagnosis, she knew it was up to her to secure her family's future, despite being a traditional housewife. She'd always longed for more, so relying on her instincts, intelligence, and more than a little chutzpah to survive, she founded Chicky's Bail Bonds when she was in her early 50s.
And now she's in her 90s, and Chicky tells the story in her new book, Chicky, the Woman Who Crashed the All-Male Bail Bond Industry, with the same fire, wit, and honesty that made her a legend more than an expose of her fascinating career. This is a story of a woman who refused to be underestimated, a woman who proved that toughness and tenderness could coexist, a woman who turned obstacles into opportunity and never lost sight of humor along the way. So, Chicky, oh my goodness, I'm so happy that you're here. Through all kinds of obstacles, here you are, persistent, and you showed up. One thing I didn't say in your intro is what a lot of people don't know. Chicky wrote a book, her memoir, and I got to play a little role in consulting and being a part of that journey. So I'm very attached. I'm very attached. And before publication of her book, Hollywood was already bidding. I mean, literally all the top production companies, Drew Barrymore's company, Margot Robbie, Jason Bateman, all of them are like, Chicky, Chicky, Chicky. So who's going to end up with the Chicky project as a streaming series on Netflix? We'll see who the highest bidder is and who the best man or woman is. So Chicky, welcome to the show. Let me ask,
so
I'm going to get
much.
To it. I love you.
Talk about a challenge. This has been a challenge.
Yes, but you.
Oh my God. It's storming outside. The rain is coming down. The wind is blowing. And I'm looking for a place where I can get on the internet. It was a very challenging morning. So I'm very happy to be here. Lovely to meet you, Teresa.
Lovely to meet you.
We're so
happy. Thank you.
So, Chicky, Teresa and I spend every waking moment talking about dreams, not just the ones we have at night, but the dreams, the aspirations we carry in our hearts. And your story is such a beautiful reminder that a dream doesn't come with an expiration date. You entered one of the toughest, most male-dominated industries in your 50s. And by the way, you've gone into drug dens where there have been guns, where there have been kind of unsavory characters in mass, and you did that with grace. And now in your 90s, you're sharing your story, your beautiful book with the world. So curious, what would 92-year-old Chicky say to the younger woman who wasn't yet sure she could do it?
Well, probably that you have a great future, that you're going to be a great success. And when you're 90, you're going to look back and say, oh my God, this was wonderful. This was a great, great experience that my life in helping others, because basically that's what a bail agent does. You are helping people. You know, the United States says no innocent person should sit in custody. Well, a person who was arrested off the street or anywhere is an innocent person until they go before the judge. Well, that person should not have to sit in custody. And so call Chicky and I would post bail for everybody and anybody, not quite, but I would allow people to be free out of custody so that they could meet with their lawyers and prove their case one way or another. And that was my job and I loved it.
Oh. Chicky, one of the greatest myths about aging is that we become less adventurous or less willing to take risks, and you've blown that out of the water. Your life suggests the opposite. Psychologically speaking, what changed as you grew older? Did confidence come from your success, or did success come because you finally trusted yourself enough to take the leap?
Interesting. Yeah, I'm.
She's thinking. That was a big question.
I'd like to answer your question appropriately. It's so strange because at 92, I feel that I have as much life and as much confidence and as much to give as I did when I was 50. At 50, you look at the world differently. It's, am I going to be able to do this? Will I succeed? Now that is, you would say, behind me. And yet I am very vital and very interested in looking for the next step. So it's a question of confidence now and confidence then, both of which are very true.
Oh, it's an interesting thing because I think Madonna, we talked about Madonna earlier, and of course, Chicky and Madonna, they're names that only need a first name attached to them.
Madonna, Kelly.
Oh, Kelly. Yeah. And Teresa. There you go. But she said something about how confidence is more important than talent. If you have that confidence, then you'll figure it out as you go. And you have that kind of Madonna-like chutzpah, that confidence. I'm just so impressed by you that you are able to keep blazing a trail.
You know, when I started, it was a matter of getting lawyers to believe that a little Jewish woman could take the place of the big burly guys that they were used to dealing with, and that my softness and my compassion, my intelligence would take the place of what they were accustomed to. And I got lawyers to believe in me And then I proved them all right. And pretty soon I had all the top lawyers in Los Angeles calling Chickie. And it's called, you know, call Chickie. She comes to you.
I love that. You're making me think. One of the things you said earlier, Chickie, we had a guest on this show named Julia Mossbridge, a very dear friend and co-author of Teresa's, who talked about her future self coming into her younger self's space to give her hope for her future. And I love that you kind of just did that. You sort of did a time travel where your 92-year-old self did send a message to your younger self. So I wish everybody could do something similar. Maybe we all have a successful future self. Do you think this is possible for all of us? If somebody's listening right now and they're saying, yeah, but I don't feel like I did when I was in my 50s, is there still hope for me? What would you say to them?
You know, it's all between your ears. I think that everybody has the capacity to be who they want to be, who they are, who they could be. It's just a matter of not letting that little voice in your head say, oh no, you're not good enough. No, you couldn't possibly do this. You know, I think we have to learn to ignore that voice and to go with our confidence and to be confident, whether it's actually a reality yet or not, but it will be a reality. So just be aware that there is a world out there that you need to be in, and you need to have the confidence to do that.
Wow. Talking of world out there, and we're getting near to our second break, I think.
Yes, I know. We're going to have to go to another break. I just had to show, I don't know if you can see the book, but Chickie's book, everybody needs to get Chickie, the woman who crashed the all-male bail bond industry. I have to give a shout out to Sue Schmidt, the person that connected us, who is also very powerful, and we'll have her on the show too. But we've got...
I've had a brainwave, Penny. You've got to play Chickie.
Oh, there you go. If I was only an actress anymore, but no, I think Margot Robbie might want that part. But we've got another inspiring guest for you on the other side of this quick break. So Chickie, don't go anywhere, because we're coming back for kind of a rapid fire with our guest presenters. So Teresa, go ahead and say it. I'll let you have, go ahead.
I do enjoy saying this. I don't know why, but hold that dream. We'll be back.
The station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage, or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Wake up, dreamers, we're back, and our next guest is Judy Brooks, a TV and radio personality, co-host of Healing Quest, the acclaimed television series on natural and integrative health, presently in pre-production on season 14, a reboot of this Mind, Body, Spirit series. And she happens to be an extraordinary dreamer.
Yes, Judy, she is.
Is that Judy, after 13 seasons of Healing Quest, you've interviewed hundreds of the world's leading healers, scientists, and visionaries. I believe that dreams prepare us for the conversations we need to have while we're awake. I'm curious, Have your dreams or your intuition ever guided you towards a guest, a question, or even a direction for the show that turned out to be exactly what your audience needed? In other words, has Healing Quest ever been dream directed?
Nice.
I would say yes, of course it has. And before I answer that question, Teresa, I have to say it's really interesting to be here on this panel with being on your show with Joan, who, Joan, I don't know if you remember, but I had one of the most interesting interviews with you. I came to you in Boulder when you were in Boulder in a snowstorm up that windy road to get to the top of your house, stressed out. You gave me a cup of tea. My crew set everything up, and I'm like, oh, my God. Anyway, I want to tell you, though, one of the...
Do you remember Joan?
She may not remember, but I remember this because it was harrowing getting up.
She does remember. She does remember.
Yay.
And then I sat down in front of you, and, you know, I've sat in front of many, many people to interview them. But in this case, I felt like you were talking just to me. Everything you said, I was like, oh, she's talking to me. And you need to know that interview was in, we took snippets of that interview and spread it throughout the whole season and have for all of several seasons. So Joan, you've
she's
been a
that
big
good.
Yeah, yes. So thanks.
So many people we interview, it's some of the conversations do feel like, oh, this is divinely orchestrated just for me.
We feel so, like a good show very much.
Yeah. Yeah. So Joan, everything you had to say is just for us. And Chicky and now Judy, I know. So back to you.
To answer your question, yes, I do. I have been journaling my dreams for years. And then I had the wonderful opportunity to work with Ms. Kelly and become a dream practitioner during COVID, you know, so it was a great thing. It was a great thing to do. And someone sent me her sizzle reel. One of our distributors sent me something. She said, this couple are, they're producers and they're this and that. And you and your husband are, and maybe you should meet. She sent me Kelly's sizzle reel, and I'm like, oh my God, I have to know this woman. And we then became fast friends, and we did a Wild Woman Dream Circle Wednesday.
Yes, we did. Wild Woman Wednesday's Dream Circle. Yes. We'll have to recreate that. Teresa, yeah. We're going to have an episode all about wild women, like this wasn't wild.
I lied, Wild Women Wednesdays. Was it the www. like the...
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But I know Judy is super dream centric. Maybe Judy, you can give us an example of a dream that stayed with you, one that really stood out, and maybe a way so people can see the practical nature of dreams, because sometimes they can seem kind of like, oh, it's what we do when we have all kinds of time on our hands. But you're a busy woman producing all these shows at a very high level, and you allow your dreams to kind of inform some of the steps you take. So what's one of those dreams that you had?
Well, I would say, yes, I can't say that, but I've done something interesting recently. I have looked back over the last few months of my dreams and gathered a theme. Like what has been a theme over, you know, that I have had, and not being ready, being late, looking at clothes, going in the closet, trying to find this or that. And so what I feel about dreams is that it gives you that opportunity to work things out while you're sleeping, instead of being in that scared, fearful state or whatever it is that you're working through. Last night, instead of going back to one of my dreams, and there's many, many, but I thought I'm just going to go with what I dreamt last night, because I'm going to today. And I'm only going to give you, Kelly has this great jet set that she uses.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the facts. And I'm actually going to give you the symbols. So one of the symbols was I was with three people, and this one man was, I didn't know who he was. And I wasn't sure who he was. And as it turned out, he was the artist, and he was the one that had all this amazing art. And I was kind of like, I want to say discounting, but I wasn't sure. I didn't know who he was. And he was just this guy that was there. So that was one. Okay. Then I was on the top of a building on a deck, and there was a fence, a railing, but there were
There was nothing between the rails. So it was just all open. And all I could think of was, oh my goodness, if a child was up here, they would just go right off. They could just walk right through the rails and fall off. Cut to the next scene. I'm in a car and the scene is we're driving down the hill. I'm not driving. Somebody else is driving and we're driving towards the ocean. And there is like this tsunami wave coming. Just like, I'm like, are we going to make it to the bottom and get past this before it hits us? I woke up before that happened. So I wasn't, but anyway, so that ladies is, you know, I mean,
wow.
Three big symbols. Yeah, I gave you too much. Let's just focus on we can just focus on the tsunami.
Okay. So because I just want to jump in for a second. The tsunami from my perspective is it's water, it's emotion, it's big, and it doesn't necessarily want to destroy, although it often does, but it's like the massiveness of our psychic power. And if we're not completely at one with it, like what we resist must persist, what we suppress must express. So it's this power that is coming and we need to prepare for it so we can ride the wave like really good surfers. Like surf the wave. Okay. Anything? What do you want to say, Teresa?
Well, it's coming to my one of the, well, every moment of the show is my favorite moment, but this is a yes. super favorite moment because we're inviting in our wonderful guest presenters now.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
As we get to the stage and shift the conversation. We love this show to sort of mirror a dream and have different perspectives and see things from different angles. And that's why we are so blessed to have our guest presenters. And since it was just Phil Webster's birthday, and his new book, A Soul Being, Conversations with the Higher Self. Do go out and order it, everyone. You will really get to know Phil better. Phil is a professional actor, but now he's also an intuitive life coach. So, Phil, we're going to give you the first question. Over to you, Phil.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thanks. Hi, everyone. Nice to see everyone. So my question's for Judy, and just tying in the Hollywood theme and acting stuff that Therese always introduced me with. So working in Hollywood and what people look at and aspire to as an ultimate dream, is it possible to be spiritually authentic and also have material wealth and traditional success? Because a lot of people, and myself included, I think struggle with thinking that the two have to be separate from one another.
Great question. And yes, it is very possible because I have the blessing and great fortune to work with one of our icons, I believe, Olivia Newton-John. And she co-hosted the show with me. And everything that you might have thought about her that was fabulous, just magnify that. She was amazing. And she was very authentic and she was very much into she was very spiritual. She was into integrative healing. When she had cancer, she used all that. And when we decided we were going to put a celebrity on the show with us, Deepak Chopra, who was also a regular on the show, said to me, Judy, there's only one person for you, and that's Olivia Newton-John. Yeah. And she was so incredible to work with. And so, yes, the answer is yes. And there are many of them. And I always say the bigger they are, usually the better they are. I mean, in terms of getting along with them, I don't know if anybody else has had that experience, but with celebrities, the ones that are really deeply connected to themselves and have confidence and show up and treat people kindly. And don't think that they're not divas. They're not, you know, and that was Olivia. And I've had the opportunity. I used to be an agent in Hollywood too. So I've worked with a lot of them. And I would say just yes. Let's just say yes, that is possible. And so please take all that with you because all of that light in whatever work you're doing, whether it's on you know, in movie films or podcasts or whatever, bring it. Just bring it. That light.
I love that, Judy. You're making me think of that C.S. Lewis quote, aim at heaven, you'll get earth thrown in. Aim at earth, you get neither.
Ooh.
So, yeah, I love that. And I'm feeling that we're over the rails of your dream. And so, and you know what? I just want to say this one thing. Sometimes when somebody's not driving in the car in a dream, I think, oh, you're letting somebody else drive for you. But we're going to bring in Alexandra Wenman, one of our guest presenters, and she works with angels, angelic guidance. Maybe who's driving the car is an angel or that deeper spiritual energy. So
she should know because she's known as the cosmic compass. So she is right. All of us here.
Yes, exactly. So Alexandra, we know you have a question for, let's have you go to Joan because we're kind of moving around here. What do you have a question for Joan?
I have a question for Joan. Joan, one of the things I really love about your work is the fact that as we get older, we're not just accumulating years, we're accumulating wisdom and knowledge and experience, really. So I would love to know, because I'm a big believer in miracles, obviously, I would love to know that if you feel as we get older, are we able to touch into miracles more? And can you speak to that from both a spiritual and a scientific standpoint, especially for those people who might feel life is passing them by, you know, that feeling of I'm running out of time to pursue my dreams. Do miracles get closer to us as we age?
You know, I think it depends on how we spend our youthful years. One thing that happens pretty much for everyone as we age is that life becomes more precious. And that means we become more present to other people, to ourselves, hopefully, to the beauty around us. And when you really kind of embrace, I won't be here long, everything is impermanent, everything changes, and yet everything around you is precious. That is a beautiful way to be. And then you realize I'm participating in the greatest miracle of all. It's a miracle that I've had this life, this earth journey, my mistakes, my blessings, all of it makes sense. And then you have really the nectar of life. And that can happen for anyone, that big miracle. It's not necessarily that I've achieved a particular dream of doing. It's as Teresa was saying earlier, instead, it's a celebration of becoming. And yes, of course, like I celebrate, I never knew that my work would get as far as it did and make a transformative difference to people. And I cherish that. But more deeply, I was just given an opportunity. Things happened through me. And what's most important to me is actually kindness toward myself and others. I think at the end of life, that's the question. How did I be kind to myself and others?
I call my work precious wisdom, and you just said precious so many times.
Yes.
So thank you for that synchronicity
as
well.
That's her hallmark, isn't it, Alexandra? Yeah, incredible.
And she doesn't say it in the creepy way of the Lord of the Rings, the way that Teresa likes to say it. Teresa's favorite. No, she says it in the way it's meant to be said.
Judy and Chicky, who's coming in a minute. Thank you. You are. I just that quote, that Jonathan Swift quote. No one who is wise wishes to be younger. You embody that. Thank you so much. And we're going to bring in now another of our amazing guest presenters, Alex Wilby, who's our wonderful resident sound healer and Reiki coach and intuitive guide. I believe you have a question, don't you, Alex, for the incredible Chicky?
I do. Hi, Chicky, from one redhead to another. It's so amazing to have you on the show today. And what really strikes me about your story is how you had the courage to reinvent yourself at a time of life when often people might be thinking it's too late. Did you ever think at that time it was too late, or did fear ever get in the way of what you were trying to do?
I think I had a choice. My husband was ill. Somebody had to support the family. I just knew that I had to be successful, and it was all up to me. And I just went ahead and did it. I don't think I ever thought for a moment that I would not succeed. You know, when I used to sit there early on looking at a telephone that wouldn't ring because that's where my business came from. And I would hear my husband in the background hollering, "Why don't you get a real job?" And I was so inspired by those words, instead of agreeing with him, that I knew that I had to show him that I was going to be a success. That was very important to me, not only to support my family, but to prove him wrong, frankly. And I did. And eventually I bought him a condo on the golf course so that he could play golf, which was wonderful. And I don't think he ever thought that would happen, but it did, because I had to. There was never a question of failure. Never.
Wow, that's amazing. We could all do it with a dose of that determination. I love it, Chicky.
Oh yeah, let's all get Chickyified. Exactly. Yeah. So now, to balance things, we've got our resident psychologist and podcaster from Life, Death, and the Space Between, Dr. Amy Robbins, always has a beautiful way of connecting science and the human spirit. So I know you've got a question for Amy, for Judy Brooks.
Yes, I am so inspired by this conversation. I want these three women to be my life coaches, my personal life coaches.
I do too.
I feel like there's so much wisdom to gain from your experiences. So first of all, thank you. Like, I'm ready to go out and like harness your energy to keep changing the world. So just grateful to be in all of your presence. My question for Judy is, given that you for so many years have been working on the healing quest, what is the maybe one attribute that unites people who, as they age, remain joyful and have that zest for life? I know Joan talked about presence and the preciousness of life, but what else have you seen?
Well, that's a great question. And what else have I seen in people? I think the idea that the confidence, I mean, it comes back to confidence in so many ways. And love. I mean, if they have an open heart and they are loving and open hearted and willing to learn and not think they know everything. There's a willingness. I think with that, you know, and with the new season, the 14th season we're about to launch, which Kelly is going to be a part of, it's dedicated to the memory of our beloved Olivia. And we'll be talking about dreams. We'll be talking about plant medicine, energy work. And we've done supplements and emotional fitness. Also trauma healing has always been a big part of our show. So I think people that are willing to learn and open their heart is probably the answer to that. For me.
So the New York Times games is part of it, as I fall asleep every night playing those. Keeping my mind open to that curiosity and learning and growing my own brain is, I think, one piece of it.
Yes. And I think, you know, acceptance of who we are and where we are in life. And I know younger women are always saying, well, I'm 80. So I'm going to launch another season of the show, and it's with all new guides. It's going to look different. It's a lot of sound healing, light healing. By the way,
we might have to do the UK version of the show.
Yes,
and come and bring in Teresa, bring in Alexander, bring in Alex, yeah, and Phil.
Yes, gonna bring us all
and Amy. We'll all have to just be under one roof. And Johan.
The first segment we ever shot was in the UK, and it was on light healing, because it was like when we started the show, it's like, where do we start? And I thought, well, how about with light and sound? And
start
we
there.
Went.
Oh
to,
my goodness!
We shot in the UK the first season.
I hate to bring this.
And we're on the air there.
Time, you know, it's gone like a heartbeat. This,
yeah.
And that's what they often say that afterlife is like. So, or yeah. Dream, isn't it? There's no concept of time; it's just vanished. And there's so much I want to. Got to have these ladies back somehow, Kelly.
I know.
Thank you for doing an incredible job curating this show. Really, just you, Kelly. Thank you. And one of the threads weaving through today's amazing conversation, from Joan's wisdom about aging to Chickie's incredible courage to Judy's lifelong quest for healing, is the idea that while the body grows older, the soul continues to expand. If our higher or future self could speak to every one of us right now, regardless of our age, what do you think it would want us to remember? Everyone, the three guests, who should we start with, Kelly? You decide. They're going to sum
it up. Let's do Judy, because I'm seeing her right here. So
just say the question again. What would
in one or two words?
Yes.
In one or two words that your higher or future self could say to you right now, something to remember, take away.
Just keep shining that light. Shine, shine, shine. Show up. Be as big as you want. Don't let anybody tell you that, you know, to tap it down. Tap it up.
Joan.
Oh, sorry. Oh.
Joan, then Chickie.
Be gentle with yourself. If you hold grudges toward yourself or anyone else, you can't expand. So forgiveness and gentleness.
Forgiveness and gentleness, but go do strength training like Joan's about to do today after the show. And Chickie, what's your final word from your future higher self that would speak to you now?
Know that there is love all around you, with the people that you're close to and also the people that you've lost, that there is love there, and that love never dies. And that's the most important thing in my life, is the love of those that I have loved who are no longer here, and the love that I have currently with so many family and friends and all of you. And I thank you so much.
Love you all. What a beautiful note to end on. Thank you. Today's conversation reminds us that aging isn't something to resist. It's something to embrace. Every wrinkle can become a wisdom line. Every ending can become another beginning. And every dream continues inviting us towards becoming more fully ourselves.
And a heartfelt thank you to our extraordinary guests, Dr. Joan Borisenko, Chickie Leventhal, and Judy Brooks, for reminding us that life isn't measured by the number of candles on the cake. It's measured by the light we continue to shine. And thank you, Phil Webster, Alex Wilby, Alexandra, and Dr. Amy Robbins for joining us, bringing such great questions. And we got to go.
Whether you're 18 or 80 or somewhere gloriously in between, remember, your dreams don't know your age. They only know your potential.
Yes, that's so true.
But
so make sure to
dream on, everyone.
Dream on and watch the Ageless Living series on PBS. Mwah! George Capponelli. Visit healingquest.tv and pick up A Pocketful of Miracles by Dr. Joan Borisenko. And Chickie, One Woman Who Crashed the All-Male Bail Bonds Industry. Get that book. Oh, yeah, and Seasoned Men as well. Mwah! Sweet dreams, everybody. See you next time.